believe it or not, the thing that led me into the studies that I've been working on for the last couple of decades and longer was an interest in the psychology of esoteric religion. And what I wanted to do was to take us to a little reflection about the psychological geography of esoteric religion, which of course includes the Gnostic tradition, but is a wider human tactic for survival. And I would like to begin by talking a little bit about some of my early researches into this, which are soon hopefully going to be published in a book called The Magician and the Analyst, Ritual, Sacred Space, and Psychotherapy. Should come out in 93. First, I'd like to do that. I'd like to talk about my field work, which led me into the psychological geography of the inner space of esoteric religion. And then I would like to share with you some psychological reflections on different ways people have tried to understand this esoteric inner geography, Gnostic world, one might say. And then I would like us to look at some sociological perspectives on this, all in an effort to connect us with our own present. That this may not be simply an antiquarian effort on our parts. June started us off with the contemporary issues that this topic engages us in. And I would like to use these reflections to get us into the struggle that we are presently engaged in. In short, I want us to be able to tie what we're talking about here today to the kind of event such as the event of the bombing of the World Trade Center in New York City yesterday, such as the Serbian-Bosnian Holocaust that's going on now, such as the Mideastern struggle, such as the continued racism we're facing now, and such as the powerful continuing reality of sexism in so many, because I think there are some close internal ties between our topic and those current events. And so if you will bear with me, I will jump in and try to get us over this geography with some speed.